Tonight on the Worldview Report, a new vaccine promotional campaign kicks off in New Jersey, using children as the pitch man. More problems for the U.S. military's newest high-tech fighter jet, the F-35. Canada delays its plans to start euthanizing the mentally ill after discovering it can't find enough doctors willing to carry out the killings. A public elementary school in San Francisco spends $250,000 to indoctrinate kids on racial justice and proper pronouns. Colorado wants to tax people on their pets. And a new PBS documentary admits the Congressional Committee on January 6th was assembled for the purpose of creating a made-for-television drama that was very light on facts and heavy on emotion-driven theatrics. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. We lead off tonight with disturbing news out of New Jersey, where school children, can enter a contest to win cash prizes by shilling for Big Pharma and its toxic mRNA vaccines. The children are instructed to create posters and videos that promote vaccines for COVID and other diseases. The project is called, quote, Protect Me with 3+, end quote. It's a campaign for, quote, educating New Jersey communities, end quote, about the so-called benefits of vaccines. And it's sponsored by the New Jersey Department of Health and the Partnership for Maternal and Child Health of Northern New Jersey. That's what is being reported by the Defender. The campaign, open to children and teens in grades 5 through 12, requires students to create a poster or 30-second video to, quote, raise awareness of the importance of vaccination against one of the following vaccine-preventable diseases: tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis, meningococcal, human papillomavirus, flu, or COVID-19, end quote. This is according to the contest guidelines, which go on to state, quote, by getting vaccinated, you are protecting yourself and your family and your friends, end quote. That's what the contest materials state. Quote, not vaccinating a child on time can make someone else sick, like a friend, baby, adult, grandparent, or someone unable to be vaccinated, end quote. Do it for your family. Do it for your grandma. Do it for your community. Folks, where have we heard this before? This collectivist nonsense. These are the exact same emotion-driven talking points that we all know saturated the airwaves in an attempt to get people to take the deadly COVID injections back in 2021 and 2022. Remember that? Well, those injections have since killed and sickened millions. Rather than admit their toxic injections are neither safe nor effective, well, now they're using our children to double down. I think this is a crime of unspeakable magnitude. What do you think? Contest participants can win a $50 all the way up to $175 gift card. Three teachers whose classes submit the most entries will be awarded $75 each. An accompanying contest by the NJDOH, that's the New Jersey Department of Health, targeting university students, is asking them to create content promoting vaccines with the phrase, Step Up, Vax Up. And they offer a top prize of $5,000 to the winning entry. A few medical and legal experts, not many by the way, they have spoken up, the few that have, and they said they have ethical concerns about having children participate in a contest to promote pharmaceutical products. Dr. Brian Hooker and a Children's Health Defense Senior Director of Science and Research said, quote, this type of insidious manipulation of children for pharma profit is cruel and inhumane. It is typical of state departments of health to lie about the safety profile of vaccines. But NJDOH takes it one step further, where these unsuspecting children will be used as minions in their dangerous campaign, end quote. The Daily Mail reports that a San Francisco Bay Area elementary school has spent $250,000 on a program created by a company called Woke Kindergarten, only to see its students' literacy in math and reading skills plummet to depths, well, not seen in years. The Woke Kindergarten program states its mission is a, quote, abolitionist early learning ecosystem, end quote, that trains teachers to uproot white supremacy, disrupt racism and oppression, which are barriers to learning. After spending the federal money on the program, Glassbrook Elementary in Hayward, well, they saw their math skills among its 474 students fall to a new low, or just 4%, while literacy was at an anemic 12%. The scores were recorded last spring, 2 years into the school system's three-year contract with this group called Woke Kindergarten. The school also remains on the state's lowest performing level on the Comprehensive School Improvement List and has a lower rate of attendance than before the program was introduced. Woke Kindergarten's philosophy of abolitionist education centers, well, on the idea that the education system is steeped in racism and other oppressive structures and therefore cannot be reformed. Instead, the company advocates starting over. Z.S. Leonardo, a UC Berkeley education professor, told this fact to the San Francisco Chronicle. Woke Kindergarten is open about its political leanings, with its social media pages littered with graphics about abolishing the police, anti-Israel messages, and even advocating the abolition of money. One such lesson the company offers to schoolchildren asks them to consider, quote, if the United States defunded the Israeli military, how could this money be used to rebuild Palestine, end quote. The nonprofit company was founded by, wait for it, non-binary early educator Kai Gross, who uses they, them for pronouns. Here she is doing a book reading in one of her YouTube videos for children. Watch this.
Yo, what's up, Woke Kindergarten family? My name is Key. My pronouns are they, them. And I want to know your pronouns too. So why don't you take a minute to tell the people that are around you, or maybe tell yourself, tell me, what are your pronouns? Okay, so today's book is called Saturday. Remember, this part of the book is called the...
Newsweek reports that a group of 90 Catholic clergymen, scholars, and authors have published a joint letter to all cardinals and bishops of the Catholic Church, urging them to oppose a Vatican document approved by Pope Francis that allows priests to bless same-sex unions for the first time. In the letter, the Catholic conservatives say that the document, which is a Vatican doctrine released on December 18th and signed by the Pope, would lead to the blessing of relationships that are, quote, objectively sinful, end quote. They add that the cardinals and bishops should, quote, forbid immediately the application of this document in your diocese, end quote, and, quote, ask directly the Pope to urgently withdraw this unfortunate document, which is in contradiction with both Scripture and the universal and uninterrupted tradition of the Church, end quote. The document permits the blessing of those couples not considered to be married, according to the Catholic Church, including those that are same-sex. This has proven deeply controversial within the Church, winning praise from reformers while infuriating conservatives, and being openly opposed by the Symposium of Episcopal Conferences of Africa and Madagascar. Those who have signed the open letter include Gil Bali, a member of the Fellowship of Catholic Scholars, Dr. Regis Martin, professor of theology at Franciscan University, and Reverend Robert Sirico, president of the Catholic St. John Henry Newman Institute in Michigan. The letter was published by LifeSite News and signed by its editor-in-chief, John Henry Western. The state legislature in Colorado is considering a bill that would see a pet tax imposed on every non-livestock animal in the state. The bill, HB 24-1163, is sponsored by Democrat Regina English, and it requires all pet owners to register their animals in a state-run system with fees that critics are calling exorbitant and unnecessary. The proposed pet animal registration system under the Pet Animal Registration Act stipulates annual registration for pets with a sliding scale of fees that seems to punish those without the means to pay. At $8.50 for pets with a designated caregiver, $16 for unneutered or unspayed pets with a caregiver, and a hefty $25 for pets without a caregiver. Thus, the financial burden could be significant for multi-pet households, not to mention breeders and sellers who may face the tax for each animal over 6 months of age that's in their care. This fee structure, it also applies to a broad spectrum of animals, leaving no pet owner untouched. Consider the financial burden on a family with a diverse array of pets. 100 aquarium fish. That could cost the owner up to $2,500 annually without designated caregivers. That's according to USA ARC. A group of 20 family pets, including a dog, cat, hamster, and several reptiles and a fish, they could see annual taxes ranging from $170 to $500. Even a child's ant farm is not exempt from this sweeping legislation, potentially introducing a significant financial strain for something as simple as keeping an ant farm. That's what the outlet did add. The Department of Agriculture is tasked with creating and maintaining a, quote, online pet animal registration system, end quote, with stiff penalties for noncompliance, including fines up to $100 per unregistered animal. This could mean that an unaware pet owner with unregistered aquarium fish could face fines of up to $10,000. What will Emo say about that? We'll be right back after this break.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code to save 50% on your MyPillow 2.0. Not only that, for a limited time, your entire order ships absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
MyPillow.com.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining us for the program. The Worldview Report, airing each and every night at 7 p.m. Central on worldviewtube.com. The first broadcast released 7 p.m. Central each and every night, worldviewtube.com. Then Brandon House Live, 7:30 Central, also at worldviewtube.com. If you appreciate all the programs that we're producing from this studio, from this control room, from this news desk, we need your help because guess what? Many, many organizations put it all behind a paywall. You don't see it unless you pay to see it. Or maybe they let it out for free one time while it's live, but then after that, right behind a paywall. Not us. We decided a long time ago to put news and information and ministry front and center. So pretty much everything we do is available for you to watch for free right now at worldviewtube.com. Well, that's where our foundation comes in. WVW Foundation is one of our biggest sponsors to help us push out free programming because, you know, every time someone watches one of our programs at WorldviewTube, we have to pay the bandwidth bill. But our foundation helps us push out that programming for free so that we can continue to make our audience all over the world aware of what's happening and understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview. Don't forget, we also have a Sunday night church service. Yep, here I was last night, Sunday night. with Bible in hand, and we talked about many things, many important things, as I continued on my series of Twisted Scripture, Twisted Theology. So our foundation also sponsors and is the Sunday night church service at 8 p.m. Central Time, Worldview Weekend Hour, at worldviewtube.com, each and every Sunday night, worldviewtube.com, 8 p.m. Central Time. Bring your Bible if you can. If not, we normally put the scripture on the screen. We'd love for you to join us for that WVW Foundation church service. Again, thank you for your support of the foundation to push out free educational and ministry programming. WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. Thank you so much. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is facing a growing backlash against his policy of releasing five illegal alien thugs without bail after they beat up two NYPD police officers. Most of you by now have seen the horrific video of that. After they were released, the migrants, well, they fled the state. Even Bragg's fellow Democrats in the New York government and media, they're upset with his decision. At least they're acting like they're upset. Take a look.
Well, now to the latest on the brutal attack against two NYPD officers.
Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg staying silent as we try to ask why five of these suspects were released without bail.
Fox News' Linda Schmidt joins us live from Midtown. And Linda, you tried to press Bragg on that very question earlier today.
Yeah, I sure did. I tried to press him, and other reporters tried to press him on that issue as well, but he was not interested in talking to any of us earlier today, and it appears the governor is not supporting him in this case. T.A. Bragg, why did you not ask for bail? Why didn't you ask for bail for these migrants?
District Attorney Alvin Bragg trying to get away from questions about his decision to release five illegal migrants charged with assaulting two NYPD officers in Times Square that was caught on camera. All five were released without bail, even though they are charged with a felony. Now, four of them have reportedly fled the state. State Attorney General Letitia James weighing in.
Despite the fact that they have fled, allegedly have fled to Florida, the long arm of the law will find these individuals. They will be arrested.
What do you have to say to the people of New York? Do you have nothing to say to the citizens of New York?
D.A. Bragg immediately left a hotel in Midtown after attending a winter conference with Governor Hochul and the state's 61 other district attorneys. The four other city D.A.s attended a news conference with the governor, who took questions.
In the past few days, and you've said this multiple times, that you are looking to judges and prosecutors to do the right thing. Do you think that D.A. Bragg did the right thing by releasing illegal migrants charged with assaulting two New York City police officers violently who have no ties to New York City, New York State, or this country? Do you think he did the right thing? And they're charged with felonies.
Anytime there's an assault on a police officer, which is a very serious offense, it is bail eligible and bail should be sought, meaning right now that they should be sitting in Rikers.
Okay, now, even though you just saw there in my report that D.A. Bragg had every opportunity to speak with reporters and address this issue, earlier today he chose not to, and he had every opportunity to do it. Instead, what he ended up doing was calling a late news conference. That happened about an hour ago. Now, at that news conference, he said they don't have any proof at this point that four of the illegal migrants have fled the state. However, they are continuing to investigate that. He also had this to say.
We do not tolerate people assaulting police officers, but in a court of law, and our profound obligation is to make sure we have the right people charged with the right crimes.
And by the way, this investigation is ongoing. Police are saying there could be as many as 14 people who were involved in that assault on those two New York City police officers last Saturday. Back inside to you.
Wow. Linda, thank you so much.
Former President Donald Trump joined Maria Bartiromo for an interview that played on Sunday Morning Futures this weekend. Trump slammed Joe Biden and called him a Manchurian candidate who is not calling the shots in the administration. He also predicted there will be a terrorist attack on U.S. soil in the near future while blasting the Biden regime's kowtowing to China. Watch this.
Nationals, and they are military-aged men. You're right. Up 1,100% year over year. Are they being directed by the Communist Party to come here?
I believe so. I believe so. And I believe we're going to have a terrorist attack 100%. 100%. You know, during my term, I had no terrorist attacks. You know that, right?
So there'll be saboteurs?
I had all sorts of bans on people from certain countries. I had bans all over the place. We had no attack. I had nothing.
Where are we with China? How strong is China's influence on American politics, American business? Is it possible to decouple, or is it just tariffs, the way you dealt with it? You used tariffs and sanctions against China.
I did, and I did very well with it. As you know, we took in hundreds of billions of dollars in taxes through the tariffs, taxes and tariffs.
Is that what you combinations. Want to do again?
Well, you have to do it. I mean, look, their stock market almost crashed when it was announced that I won the Iowa primary in a record. And then when I won New Hampshire, their stock market went down like crazy. So, you know, obviously, I'm not looking to hurt China. I want to get along with China. I think it's great. But they've really taken advantage of our country. And we turned it around. We put big tariffs on steel. I saved the steel companies. And now Japan is buying U.S. steel. U.S. steel. You know what a name that is? That's the most important name. 50 years ago, there was no company like U.S. steel. Now that Japan is buying it. I don't think I'd let that deal go through, by the way.
Well, your critics are saying that...
The Federalist reports that key members of the Since Disbanded Select Committee on January 6 admit in a new PBS documentary that the entire operation was an election year publicity stunt. On Wednesday, Frontline PBS published a new documentary, Democracy on Trial. That's what it was called. And it chronicled the House committee's work. Pivotal players on the partisan probe, well, they conceded in the 2.5-hour documentary that the panel's public performances were produced for primetime television and they were orchestrated as an entertainment media event. Watch this clip from the documentary where they talk about hiring creative Hollywood storytellers in order to propagandize the American people. Watch this.
Thompson's committee had gathered a trove of information. The challenge, what to do with it.
The one thing that we knew was the information that we have is compelling. The thing we needed to do was tell that to the American people in a compelling way. So that's why we brought in a former president of ABC News.
Yeah, I got a call pretty much out of the blue from the January the 6th committee. They wanted a storyteller. And while they were brilliant lawyers, storytelling for a mass audience is not what they do.
On the evening of June 9th, 8:01 p.m., the doors opened. My heart was beating pretty fast on June 9th. And it was a real question of, is this going to work or not?
All right, everybody, here we go. Five on the line, please.
I'm in this tiny control room right up the stairs from Cannon Caucus. And we count down to the start of the hearing. And at that point, what can you do?
Here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
The Select Committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the United States Capitol will be in order. Without objection.
We wanted to make sure that this was a presentation that would grab the audience and hold on to them. Chairman Thompson loved to say, it's got to pop.
There it is, right from their own mouths. But if we say it, we're accused of being conspiracy theorists. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. The Netherlands, their prime minister-elect, Mr. Geert Wilders, has been placed under multiple Islamic fatwas for speaking out boldly against the false and deceptive claims of Islam being a so-called religion of peace. Wilders says he's not afraid of the imams who continue to make threats on his life. Anyone in politics who advocates for protecting Western civilization from the hostile invasion of Islamist and communist invaders, well, they are automatically described as far right, or even worse, by the lying mainstream corporate media. When's the last time you ever saw them describe anyone as far left? We need more voices like that of Geert Wilders. We need people to stand up and tell the truth about Islam and its bloody agenda to destroy Christians and Jews. The more we cower in the face of their violent threats, folks, the more emboldened they're going to become. And as fear spreads among the population, well, the government steps in to repress free speech, to prosecute people for hate crime laws, hate speech, Islamophobia. That's what happened in America after 9/11. Do you remember that? And it's going on right now in Europe and has been for a long time. Western leaders, well, including many in the religious communities, they engage in interfaith dialogues that are designed to give the impression that Islam is not unlike Christianity. If we were just willing to understand them and their point of view, then we can all live together in peace. No. How has that worked out, by the way, for Israel in the wake of October 7th? It never works out. You cannot mix Christianity and Islam any more than you can mix Satanism and Christianity. You cannot mix a free society based on the laws of nature and nature's God and the First Amendment and freedom of speech and religion. You cannot mix that with Islamo-neo-Nazi ideologies coming from the Muslim Brotherhood or from Sharia, Islamic law. And any society that tries is committing national suicide. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thanks for watching and supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. If you appreciate what we're doing here, we appreciate your support. One way I think you can support us and your health is to do what I do. And I take two Bella Grace elixirs each and every day. This is a powerful elixir I've been taking since December 2nd. And still to this day, here, my hands are not cracked and bleeding like they have for so many, many years during the winter. My wife says my hair is thicker even up on top. I only get up to go to the bathroom one time a night, where I was doing three or four times a night. You say, what's that all about? Well, it's three ingredients. One is cat's claw. Comes from a bark on a vine in Peru. It's a very strong anti-inflammatory. A lot of our problems are based on inflammation, are they not? Then it also has collagen. You say, well, I take collagen in my coffee. Well, is it a cheap collagen or a high-grade collagen? And by the way, is that collagen being absorbed in your body, or is it ending up being flushed? Because studies show about 95% of the collagen most people take is cheap, ineffective, and ends up in the wastewater. See, this collagen and this elixir is also combined with something called astaxanthin, which crosses the brain-blood barrier, gets into the system, into the gut as well. So you absorb, according to studies, 95% versus flushing 95%. So maybe this is why people are getting great results, like myself and my wife who brought it to us. She's the one that tried it out for several weeks and said, I think you need to tell your audience about this and bring them on. And so we did. And you guys who ordered it, which is a lot of you, we broke a lot of records for this company, they tell us. And guess what? The retention rate is over 80%, they're telling me. Over 80% of you are still getting your shipment every month and taking it, which means it must be working for you like it's working for me, right? So why not go to the website, melissahousebg.com, M-E-L-I-S-S-A-B-G.com, melissahousebg.com. Check it out, including the nearly 80 clinical trials right there on the page that you can read. Order a subscription, have it shipped to your house every month like we do, and then let us know. Email me, brandon@worldviewweekend.com. Love to hear your testimonies, and boy, have we gotten some wonderful testimonials from you. I got to throw out that disclaimer, though. This product has not been approved or evaluated by the FDA. It's not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But do check it out. MelissaHouseBG.com. Again, I think a great way to support your health and this broadcast and all the broadcasts that I produce. Also, don't forget about going to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com/B66, MyPillow.com/B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. Right now, there's free shipping. Free shipping. I don't know how long that'll last. Take advantage of it. MyPillow.com/B66. And then, of course, many of you are going to twc.health/Brandon and getting the Wellness Company Emergency Medical Kit. That comes from the Wellness Company. My buddy, Dr. James Thorpe, Dr. Peter McCullough over there, includes 8 vital medications. Now, by the way, this is a prescription, so check the paperwork in your email. If you have paperwork you're going to have to fill out, they will be going to your email. Check your spam box. You got to fill that paperwork out because this is a real prescription. These are real meds, 8 meds, ivermectin, amoxicillin, and others. You want to know what's in it? You can check it out by going to twc.health/Brannon. We're one of the biggest sellers of this kit, they tell me. Well, that's because my audience is smart and they don't want to be caught without critical meds. Can you imagine if you get a strep throat or an infection in your mouth from a tooth or something and you need an antibiotic and the power grid's gone down, or there's a disruption in just-in-time inventory, something that's not very serious that could be easily treated with an antibiotic could become very serious very fast. And any of you out there that are nurses and nurse practitioners and doctors know exactly what I'm talking about, right? Well, my wife and I wanted something like this for a long time. But how do you call a doctor up and say, hey, we'd like to have multiple prescriptions just to put on the shelf when we need it? They're going to say, you're crazy. What's wrong with you? Well, now, since COVID 2020, you and I understand the importance of having these medications on hand, particularly with the threat of our power grid going down, right? So do what my family has done. Secure yourself some of these. One for every family member. TWC.health/Brandon. TWC.health/Brandon. All right? Well, that does it for this broadcast. Remember, always available, 7 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday, worldviewtube.com, worldviewtube.com. So next time I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.